This is KUOW. I'm Rob Wood. Seattle writer, teacher, performer, and amateur historian Gene Sherard is always curious about Seattle's past and present, and he wrote about something in the Seattle Times Now and Then column recently that made us curious. It concerns his search for a nearly forgotten historic mansion built by one of Seattle's founding families, the Dennys, and he's here to tell us about it. Gene, welcome.
Hi, Rob.
First of all, great story. You got to tell us a little bit about this place. Just where is it and how did it come to be?
So Loch Keldon, the Denny Mansion, is located just south of Magnuson Park. And it's up on a bluff in the neighborhood now called Windermere. And if you go out on the water, you can look up on the hill and see this kind of magnificent Spanish Mission Revival mansion built in 1907. By Roland Denny, one of the original and youngest member of the Denny Party.
Okay, well, tell us a little about your story here. The mission, which you quip you chose to accept, was to find a photo of this mansion in its glory days and then one now. So first of all, how did you find the then photo? Was it hard to track down?
Well, in this case, Museum of History and Industry, in their vast photo collection, had but one photo that I could come up with of the mansion in its glory days. And this photo was from, I think, 26, by which time it was covered with ornamental ivy. Finding that photo was instrumental for doing the story.
So getting a now photo proved, I understand, to be a bit more difficult. Tell us about that.
Well, I have to go back a little into the history of the estate. In 1974, the Unification Church, commonly known as the Moonies, bought this estate, and they used it as sort of a church domicile and a place for visiting dignitaries to spend their time. We heard recently from a longtime caretaker of the estate who invited a group of historians to come and visit. And at the last minute, he contacted us and said, well, the estate has essentially been sold and the buyer has installed a non-disclosure agreement, which prevents anyone from visiting the estate or documenting its condition or dealing with it in any way. And so we realized the only way we could take our now photo was to go on the water below and shoot up. And that's basically the tale of our Mission Impossible. It was to find a boat and take the now photo from the water. We took the boat from Lake Union, and it was a friend's little cabin cruiser. And we came around just south of Magnuson Park. And it feels like a little symphony up on the hill. And I think I'd categorize this as a real treasure.
Well, thank you so much for gliding us through the Montlake Cut to get that photo. It's a beautiful house. What's going to happen to Loch Keldon now?
Well, as far as we know, you know, all this is shrouded under several layers of intentional secrecy. And all we can determine is that there is no schedule for its demolition that has been presented in any public forum. We're all essentially in the dark. I'm hoping that a little light shed on the subject might indeed inspire developers to save the place. There are many uses that this lovely mansion can be put to. I would say the least and most diminished of them would be to tear it down and replace it with multi-million dollar houses.
Gene, was there something that especially surprised you in reporting this story?
Well, I discovered not only the history of the structure, but that of Roland Denny, who was the youngest member of the Alki Landing Party. At 2 months old, when the party landed on Alki Beach, he was quite literally starving to death. His parents had malaria, his mother's milk had dried, and the only solution that was presented was from the Duwamish tribe members who greeted the Denny party on the beach, who suggested that he try clam nectar. And according to settler accounts, he actually thrived and survived almost entirely on clam nectar until he could eat something solid.
Gene Sherard, a contributing writer for Seattle Now and Then. You'll find a link to his work on our website, kuow.org. Gene, thanks so much for sharing your story and the photos.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me.